We saw the Mishnah Chavdal Ramah Beis, who is possible to say Edis and who is possible to be a Dayan. So we said someone who's Misachik Bekuvia, gambles, he's not allowed to say Edis. Now, what was the reason why Misachik Bekuvia is not allowed to say Edis? Someone who gambles cannot be a Dayan, because he's a Rasha. And now Tashas Rasha Eid, the Rasha can't be Eid, and Kolshkin a Dayan, Rashi said. Why is he a Rasha? Because he's Me'en a Gazlan. Why is he Me'en a Gazlan? Why is he like somewhat of a stealer? Why is a gambler a stealer? So that's really what we're going to see today. Why he can't say this. The Gemara says like this. Mesachek Bekuvia. Micah Ovid. What's he doing wrong? Omer Rami Bachama Mishum Da Vasmachta Vasmachta Loikanya. He's taking money from someone who the guy never really intended to give you money. Right? The guy put down money here because he thought he was going to win. He never intended it to lose, to give you the money, to give the winner the money. Zok Rashi. Asmachta hainu dova de'ena noisa lo midaita. You're not giving it full-heartedly. Ela seimech al dova she'ena de'savu shu yachal anatzeach u'pa'om she'menatzcha noisa. You thought that you could win sometimes, and you do win, and that's why you walked into this gambling station, because you really were planning on winning. And now I lost, and I'm giving that guy the money. I never really wanted to give the guy the money. So the guy's a gazlan. The guy's me'en a gazlan by taking my money. So when you walk into a store and the food is expensive, and you really don't want to pay this because you can go to a different store that's cheaper, is the guy a gazlan for taking your money?
You agreed.
So we also, I agreed. I walked into the gambling station, and I did agree to literally.
What was that smacked about the store?
What do you mean? I didn't really want it.
Why did you buy the food?
He thought it was worth that money. That's why he laid out that extra money at that store.
He knew. I'm just stuck. Which I do, I'm stuck.
When somebody gambles, in the back of his mind, he's hopeful that might not turn out to be that way. When somebody pays for it, he knows what he's doing. B'shas, he's doing it. He's making his own decision. They're somewhat telling him. It's not in his own mind.
Means even if you go to a doctor and it costs you $1,000 copay, but...
And it's unreasonable.
Right, but it's unreasonable. That's what you intended to do. You walk into the doctor's office, you intend to do. Over here, I thought I was going to win. So my intentions were for winning, not for losing.
So the guy that gambles is not a gosman. The guy that takes the money from him.
Yeah.
So the guy that's doing the gambling, he's not the...
So you're saying, but if he wins, I mean, it's only if he won.
Now, if you're the dealer.
No, I don't know if he won.
If he wins, I'm always taking from the guy that didn't want to give.
Well, is it only a winner. Isn't everyone in the game considered a player? The dealer is only maybe the wrong
person. Yeah, but only a winner is the one that's stealing.
Okay, you have the Tosafot. The Tosafot says if you put everybody puts the money down, so then they already gave up the money. It's talking about where they didn't put the money down.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. But anyways, so over here, that's the problem with Sakhir Bakovia, that since... He's taking money that really wasn't intended to be by him. So, therefore, like Kanya, he's really not kind of the money. You're taking the money without the Angzela Biyadis. So, you're like you're a stealer. So, since you're like a Gazlan, therefore, you're not allowed to say this, you're a Rasha. That's the first reason. That's Rami Bacham. Abshesha says the reason why Mesachik Bekuvia, a gambler, can't say this, Kolke Agavna Lava Smachti. This is not Asmachta. This is not what Asmachta means. It's because they're not being Isaac in a business of a business that's a yeshiva olam. They're not a baki. We saw Rashi yesterday in the Mishnah that they're not bekiyim betiv din and masa matan ve'ena yirechet. They're not yirechet. If you're dealing with such a business, you're not a yirechet. The Rambam Pesha Mishnah says that a person has two options: either he shall learn Tyra a whole day. Or he should do something for Yishuv Ayla. A person has to do Dava She'im Ba'Te'elus Yishuv Ayla and said that Tayra. She'adam Ein Reyla Let's Ask Ba'Elam Zayla El Ba'Echel B'Shnei Dvam Oy B'Tayra K'day She'tishlam Nafshe B'Chachmasa Oy B'Malacha. That helps for Yishuv Ayla. It means you do real estate. So it helps you think. You do stabilizing society. Right. But gambling, you're not doing anything. You have no tachlis. So a person's not allowed to gamble. That's what it means.
Yeah, but being a year, not being a year of chait, doesn't make that he did a chait.
No, it shows that you're not going to care about people's money. You can't be a dayan. You don't.
Oh, a dayan.
Yeah, a dayan. Now, so this man, the Amma, said that gambling is not asmachta. What is ya asmachta?
Because you're not Isaac and Yeshiva Shalom, you don't know what's right and what's wrong.
Right, but the Rashi. You don't know what's right or wrong. So why? So you may,
you could potentially, you know, your chet also goes hand in hand.
Right. It means you don't know what's right for wrong.
Right.
Are we talking about aid? You said a
dime. Aid and a dime, both. Actually, you're at the first Rashi of the Mishnah, said Lod and Ulay. Yeah. So again, Rav Sheshet said that that's not asmachta. The reasoning is because any Eisbishuvah Shalom, that's where a gambler can't say aidus. Now, what is the asmachta? Zok Rashi. Kolki, I gambler, lav asmachta. Vehechadam asmachta. What is the asmachta? Gagoin. So Ashley's going to bring us two cases. The first case is, there's such a thing called, in Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, something called a mekabel. It means either you own a field, so you're not interested in working on it, so either you pay a guy $10 an hour to do for you to work, do the work for you. Or you tell a guy to take over the whole act of the field, which means you're going to pay him, he's going to get 50% of what the profit that comes out of the field. And he gives you 50%. You split the profit. You get 50%, he gets 50%. Rhesus, Macabre, right. So the guy says that even if I don't come up with, I don't do that, let's say the guy's not going to do anything to the field. So you're just at loss. He didn't gain anything, he's not working. He goes to his office and works something else. But he says, okay, I'm your Macabre, and you're just waiting for the 50%, nothing's coming in. So he tells you, I'm automatically going to give you a certain amount.
If I
don't work in it. Dim over, which means I'm going to leave the field empty. I'm not going to work in it. Shalim b'mitvah, I'm going to give you. Now, he has no intention. His intention to come in here was that...
Which one? The owner or the worker?
The worker. Yeah, when he's working it, his intentions are that he's going to end up working in it. He's not intending not to work in it and give you 50%. He's intending to work in it. So therefore, that's asmachta. If he doesn't work in it, it was asmachta because he thought 100% that he's going to work in it. Or a second case, going mashas hashtare to get pashat. He's the Gemara Babasa, the Mishnah Babasa, talks about that if someone goes ahead and I owe you money, so I pay you back a little bit, and we say that the shtar says I owe you $100, but I paid you back $25. We don't want to write another shtar. So you give the shtar over to him, and now you don't own the shtar. But I tell you, I'm going to pay you the other $75, and then you'll just give me the shtar, and we'll rip it up, whatever it is. But now that I tell you that I'm going to end up paying you the rest of the money, if I don't pay you back the money, he's going to give you back the shtar, and I'll owe you all 100 again.
The Malva holds the shtar. It's not that he's giving him back the shtar.
But the shlish is involved here. Mashas are started. Yeah. So now.
We do that just so we don't have to rewrite it and call
originally. Yes.
Follow the case.
I owe you money. Right. So I paid you already $25 of it.
Of the 100.
Of the 100. But we're not going to write over a new shtar.
Right.
Like a die. So what we do is, Mashas b'yad shlish, so a third person, is involved here. And he says he's going to watch it until I pay the money. And I say we give you a time limit. I'm going to pay you till another month. If not, I'm going to owe you all 100.
Right, and the shtar is in a
third. You're going to take back the shtar, and I owe you all 100.
You don't change the shtar at all.
Right. So like this, we're just trying to say that. So now, my intention was to make sure to pay you before I
go back
the whole thing again. So that's called a smachta. Why the samech alay dava? He's being samech son. The savah calls that biyadi lasas. It's all in my possession to do. When I made that tonight, I had intended not to give you anything extra. I thought that it's not going to come to anything. I thought by Mekabel, when I took your field, and I said I'm going to give you 50%, whatever, how much percent it was, I intended to work on the field. And I didn't end up working on it. So that's asmachta. Because I had total biyadi to do something.
Why is every loan not considered asmachta? Somebody borrows money. Let's say he's going into a business investment. His intentions are to return it within 6 months.
I don't know about your business investment.
No, the borrower.
I walk in, right, the borrower comes, and he owes you money, so I owe you money. What did I do?
No, for the borrower, why is it not asmachta? He was hopeful that something's going to pan out, and it didn't. Now he has to pay him back, and he has to pay him back with interest.
That's ribbis.
Oh, what's that? No, besides for ribbis. But why should the receiver, right, the loiver shouldn't be able to, we should tell the loiver, that's asmachta, that he thought he's going to be able to achieve what...
So plan
tell the malva that the loiver thought he's going to be able to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish, and he didn't.
But that's something that you borrow. You can't say, I owe you to you. You can't... Forget the ribbis now, right? We're not talking about the ribbis. I borrow money from you. I borrow money from you. I say, oh, I thought that's your money. I'm going to pay you.
I'm asking, but on the ribbis is what I'm talking about.
Oh, the ribbis?
So ribbis. Outside the ribbis. Not al tznashach. Outside the ribbis. Bottom line is, maybe I should asmach lekan. You don't pay. You can't assume I'm going to have that money.
You're saying every ribbis should be asmachti.
Every ribbis should be asmachti because he was hopeful that something's going to work out and it didn't.
Why is 25% here? Or maybe it's not 25%.
The way ribbis works is you pay the
ribbis. Why is that an all look? They just chose to pay.
Right, but he was hopeful, let's say, that he's going to be able to. First of all, not necessarily. Somebody could say after 6 months, stop paying you ribbis. Or somebody could say, I'm paying you ribbis. He's hopeful that after 3 months, he'll have the money. And then he doesn't. It happens all day long. People.
By that time, he'll pay the whole thing again.
Right.
Oh, okay, yeah, we'll have to worry because it might be a new halvah. So Zak Rashi right? Oh, you want to say? So you're asking a kasha.
Whatever. Every ribbis should be asmachta.
It's not a question. Every ribbis should be asmachta because you're intending. But Rabbi Mazel's right. Even if you pay it on time, that means you totally intended to give it to him. Even if you pay on time, it's worth it for me just to get the money.
If it's discounted, it's only Mr. Rabban. And if it's derech of mecher or memker, it could be sadi. If I pay for what I bought within 30 days, at regular price, otherwise I get a discount.
Otherwise, it's a regular price. Over here, the Rashi's case, second case, Rashi said a case that let's say I owe you. We have a shtar of $100, and I started paying you, but I didn't finish paying you. So I said that if I don't pay you by that time, you could get back the whole $100 again.
Okay.
So I never intended not to pay you. Right. I would never do such a crazy thing.
When someone pays on time.
So if I pay on time, then it's only going to be $100. But now that I didn't pay on time, I'm going to have to pay $125. Whatever the $25 I gave you was done. Okay. So that's asmachta. I never thought to pay you the rest. If I'm not mechuyev.
So plan B with every loan or every business deal is considered asmachta.
That's what he's asking, really. That's what he was asking. That every single ribbis case.
There's a little bit of a difference because ribbis, like, you know initially this is what you're going to pay. But in a case when but you're hopeful that after 3 months I'm getting out of this. I'm paying back. People can borrow at high interest rates.
Right, but it doesn't matter. He's what I'm trying to do is when you make a percentage with a guy, a hard one loan, whatever it's called, you're paying that automatic. Even if you have a time,
that's built in. Right.
That's why his question is not a question. That's built in.
It's not a smachta. $100, you're not really borrowing $100.
Right, you really bought whatever. We're looking at you buying $150, whatever it is. Right.
And if he doesn't pay back, let's say every month that goes by that he doesn't pay, it's automatic that he's paying this interest. That's he knows overdue. That, look at Khila. He knows he's going to pay it by default.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Overdue.
That also.
Right. Here he's not paying. Yeah. The kids are.
According to Rashi, it's not a smachta because it's not the other.
Right.
Because when
that's what we're saying. Then. No, no, he's trying.
If it's not the other.
Yeah.
So in your case, it's not the other.
No, he thought that the Pshat is the quick I pay, so that was my intention. Zok Yashi Vaita. Avalachalai Samach Amidi. He's not being Samach. You don't know if you're going to win or not going to win when you're walking at this gambling station. Afilahachi, Asni. Still, you make it tonight. Shmami Nom, Mesveka Asni Gama. Shmami Nom. The misveika asni gama v'akni v'lo exeli. When you walked in to this gambling station, you understood that you might lose. So therefore, it was totally not called for. You can't say no. Asmachta them. This is what you intended that you might lose. By the other two cases, you totally walked in there that you're going to win, that you're going to do what's right, and you're not going to have to pay. And now that I pay, I never intended to pay. So the guy that took the money from me is a gazlan. By a gambler, you're walking in, you know you might lose. So when you're putting down the money, you're putting down the money on the side you can lose also. So therefore, it's not a smacht and it's not a gazan.
They would have a sign up that said, chances of winning 0.05%. People wouldn't necessarily walk in.
They would, because you know that. No one's stupid and thinks that he's going to win. Right? He wants to win, but he knows that there's a 40% chance he's not going to win, whatever it is.
99.
No, that's what it is, but gambling.
No, each table has a different one, and the state has rules. It can't be less than a certain amount.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, Dr. Mar, my benai, what's the difference between these two reasons? We said one reason why Mesachim Kufi can't say, hey, this is a smachta, he's a gazlan, or because in a sukkah, we should have a shalom. Dr. Mar, Ike benai, the gamom nisa achriti. He learns he has another business. So if he has another business and he just does this on the side, so then he could say this like the second mandamah, because he is Isaac Bishu Bishal Ailam. Mashaykin, if it's about that smacht, he's a gas, and I'll give it once a day.
Because he knows the normal guidelines.
Right. Mashaykin, if it's a smacht, he's a gas, and I don't care if he's a gas once a week or he's once a year. It doesn't make a difference. He's a gas, and he can't say this. When is Mesach B'Kuvi possible? Is man chain numnis? Elohu. If this is only job, I will. Yes, if he has another job to it, there is a ksheirin. I'm a time of misnisin. So you see that the reasoning of the Mishnah, why it's possible, why it's also sorry to say, hey, this is because of Shalom, not like Rami Bachama, like of Sheishes. There's more cash to Rami Bachama. If you want to say, please, Rabban, let Rabbi Yehuda. This is all Rabbi Yehuda that says that's the reason why Mesach B'Kuvi can't say this. But the Rabban on the Tanakhama argues, he didn't say this reason. Whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Emosai in the Mishnah, which is our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said Emosai, the only time Mesach B'Kuvi is also is when you have another umnis. So Rabbi Yehuda Levi says whenever it says in the Mishnah Emosai, or it says Ubameh, or Rabbi Yehuda says Ubameh, is Einel Lefarsh Devecham. He's coming to explain the Chacham. He's not coming to argue. And Rabbi Yechanan says Amah Emosai is Lefarsh. When Rabbi Yehuda says Emosai, he's coming to explain. Uvameh alach, like when he's coming to say, when he says uvameh, he's coming to argue. But the kula alma, everyone agrees, emasai, when Rabbi Yehuda says emasai is lefarish. Who? And our Mishnah is saying emasai, so he's coming to explain the reason to the Tana Kama is, of Mesach B'Kuvi is because,
and
Yesh B'Shuv Shalayla. So Melev, so it comes out that everyone in our Mishnah agrees to that reasoning. So where did Rami Bachama come along and say that the reason why Mesach B'Kuvi can't say this because that's machta. If in our Mishnah we have two Tanayim that hold that the reason is any Isaac B'Shuv Shalayla. Zakti Gemara, no. Gavra, Gavra Kramas, you're asking me for Meshuv and Levi and Bechanan that says when it says Amos, I is coming to explain. You're asking me on Rami Bachama? No. Ma'asava pligi, ma'asava lay pligi. He holds, they're not arguing. The Machlaikas, either he is arguing, he's not arguing. See, he holds, they are arguing. Kalsman of Yehuda comes along and says, Amosai could be always arguing. So it's Amayraim arguing if when Yehuda said Amosai, if he's coming to argue in Tanakama or not.
The Rashi says on Mishnah King does Lanam, it's going, that's only on us. Rami Bachama, that's also Amosai.
Rashi Pashas is only on Bachama. Yeah. Zakti Gemara, Velay Pligi, they're not arguing. The Gemara is going the opposite. They're not arguing. We have a braisa that brings us a mandama that says that even if he has another job, he's still possible. So you see, obviously we have such a mandama. So obviously it has to be someone. If it's not Rabbi Yehuda, like you're saying, it has to be the Rabbana. So how now we're asking for Kat. We're attacking Rabbi Shulman Levi and said that they're not arguing. It has to be they are arguing. Because we have such a mandama. Like, no, that's a different mandama. That's a third mandama. Ahi Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Rabbi Tafani. That's Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Rabbi Tafani. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Aime. Mishim Rabbi Tafani. La'olam einachad me'anazim. If he's talking about a case like this. Let's say there's someone, me and you are standing here, and we see someone walking by. And I say, if this guy's a nazir, I'm a nazir. Okay. 50-50. Maybe he's a nazir, maybe he's not a nazir. And you say, if this guy's not a nazir, then you'll be a nazir. So you're saying just the opposite. Okay? So, and then we find out this guy is not a Nazir, let's say, right? Do I become a Nazir or not? Do you become a Nazir? How does it work? There's a 50-50% chance he is a Nazir, he's not a Nazir. I say, if he's a Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir. You say, if he's not a Nazir, you're going to be a Nazir. Yeah. It's not plopping. So we say over there.
So why is
there
any value to
him? No, one second. So says, because I'm convinced he's a Nazir. I want to prove myself. Yeah, I want to prove myself.
I bet you that person is the whole day.
I want to prove a point. I'm right. Right? That's what most of us do. A whole day, that's what we're doing, right? So, if Tavin says you're not a Nazir, because you thought you were right, you weren't coming to... I thought I was a Nazir. I say, if he's not a Nazir, then I'll be a Nazir. I thought I was right.
And I happen to be put your money down.
Oh, so you were saying, that's why I put it, this is Tavin. They're putting your money down. You really meant that you were right. You never thought to give away your money.
Put your money there.
Exactly. You're giving part of yourself.
The Pasha is not talking about that. He's talking about when you make a negative of the zeros, you have to be mefarish it definitely. And over here, he didn't say definitely.
Oh, very good. That's a nice discussion of that child. Good child. But anyways, so here you see that there's such a man of Amman that says that you only do things that it's not going to be chal because you really weren't positive about it.
I mean, his question is that Dafka ben Azir has to be about chal and nothing else.
Yeah, that's the question. Okay. Zakt Rashi.
So what happens if a person's at the gambling table?
Yeah.
And they have...
How do you know so much about this?
What do you mean?
He visited a casino and he sold them insurance.
Yeah.
He sold them insurance.
One second, it's a whole second.
Yeah, he has a single life. He doesn't just trust the Gemara.
I've never been in that. Where? You can make multiple bets. So what happens if a person makes multiple bets? You know what I'm saying?
I have no idea. Okay.
In other words, on a roulette wheel, you get a number. So instead of putting it down on one number, he puts it down on six. So he knows he's not going to win 5 out of 6. He can only win one.
So how much could you win? Is it Kedai to go?
It depends on who else is gambling.
Me and you are not going to get anywhere.
No, the point is, if you're the only guy gambling, you're not going to get as much as a lot of people do.
The person makes multiple statements, right?
No.
So he's less sure. It's
no. This guy is a Nazi. I'm trying to win on that one. This guy is whatever. What I'm saying, everything is think for itself. Okay. Zakti Maravaita. Malva Biribis. We'll have to ask you afterwards. Malva Biribis. The Mishnah said, a case of Malva Biribis.
Isn't there a time frame? Like, you haven't been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Like,
the truth.
Why doesn't the Mishnah say shit if a Ghana, the Hagazlan, and all these things?
Because that's Pashat. Which comes to say
so
things that.
So, like Sanhedrin is a Chiddush to you that here I'm teaching you that I'm
other things. Business. Other things.
These are the Rabbanim. These are the
right, but why here? Meaning.
Because we're talking about Dayanim.
So I'm telling you for an entire Shas that anytime somebody is
Right,
but there's many things. There's so many different scenarios. I don't know what they're offhand, but
anytime you're a Rasha. So he was saying, like a government man was saying, this is a Chiddush of a Rasha. It's not a real Gazlan. It's just a. Yeah, it's Machlekes, but even if not, but yeah. Malva b'ribis, Amar Rava. The Mishnah said, if you loan ribis, you cannot say Edis. Amar Rava, Lava b'ribis, Pasal Edis. Even if you borrow ribis, you're also Pasal. And what did you do wrong? You're stuck. The Amar Rava, Anant Nan, Malva b'ribis. The Mishnah only says you're lending ribis, not if you borrow ribis. So, the Amar Milva haba b'ribis. Any loan that comes from ribis, side the lender, inside the borrower, cannot say Edis or be a diet. Bar Benisis is the name of a person. The son of Benisis. We don't even want to mention his name. We're just mentioning his father's name. Ashidu Bey Trey Sahadi. He was massed. Two Edim said Edis on him. Chada Makamedi Di Oizif Biribisa. In front of me, he lent Biribis. Chada Ma, not only in front of me, Lidi Di Oizif Biribisa. So he has two Edim saying that he dealt with ribis. One says that in front of me I saw him lending ribis, and the other one says not only that I was the borrower. So Pasta Rava Labar Benisis. Rava passed the son of Benisis to say this because he said he lends me ribis. He's out.
So you have to have Asra.
No, he's not getting Malchus in.
So I'm sure I've done a loan with somebody.
Ribis?
Accidentally.
Accidentally? Why accidentally?
Because I'm not a bookie in an all ribis, I'm
sure. Oh, okay, so you're an accident. They were talking about a guy that knew. The guy that knew. But the Gemara of Aravu, the Amal, love of ribis, Pasal Eid. This Ma'abir Rosh, Vatay Amal, Tas Rosh Eid. We have two Eidim. One Eid says that you lent, that I saw this guy lend ribis. Fine, he's one good Eid. The other guy says, I was the borrower, so he can't say Edis. So one of them aren't good. So why did Rava passel them?
We just, for that reason, what is it? We just had passel, we passel them.
But you need two Edis. One Ed says that I was the borrower. So he's not Neman.
But they were sois of each other, the two?
They weren't really sois, no. There's three people in the story. Babinisis, no, sorry, not you. That guy is a Babinisis.
Him and me. Said that he lent money?
No. One aid says,
I saw him lend money.
I saw which was me and him. And the other aid says, I was the borrower. this Bar Benises, me and him. So this guy says, I saw him land. Oh, yeah, that's the story with me. And I say, yeah, he landed with me. So there's two Edim. But one Ed is the one that's the borrower. And he's and Rava said, it's also Laedis. Zakti Yamara. This is Rav Lashitas that we learned earlier. Rav Tamei, Dam Rav, Adam Kaveh, Tzalatzme, Veno, Dam Eitzim, Atzme, Yasha. A person is a Kaveh by himself, and a person can't make himself a Yasha. So we trust him on that he lent him Beribis, but we don't trust him on himself. So we have a half a story, this is Bagin and Dibura, like we learned in the beginning of the Masechta. Another story. Ahu Tifcha Dershtakech, the Nafka Tifusa Mitusa Yadeh. There was a butcher that they found a treifa under his hand. That means he was dealing with treifas. And he's giving it to Yid. So Pastor Rav Nachman, the other Rav Nachman passed him. You see, he doesn't care about people's money because people are paying him to have a kosher hachsha, and this guy's giving out a treifa. The other, and he took him down from his post.
Why? Because he's machtias rab.
Yeah. Ozal, Rabbi Mazeh v'tufre. He let his hair grow long, and he let his nails grow long because he wanted to do tshuva. That's a form of tshuva. People don't want to be close to him, and he looked at me as to people. It's a form of tshuva. So Rav Nachman Nachshur, Rav Nachman wanted to put him back on his post. Amalei Ravina, this guy's a joker. Dilma Yumi Kiram, he's really fooling you. Because this he's going to look like this, and now he wants to get back his post. So maybe he's going to let his hair grow long, and he knows he's going to have Rachmanis in him, and he's doing tshuva. But really, don't trust him. Elamai Takant is, what should he do? How's the guy do tshuva? If someone is chashed on treifis, Ein le takana at sheyelech lemakim shei makir naseh. He goes to a place where people don't recognize him. V'yachse aveda b'davar chashuv. He finds aveda and he returns it. And really, people don't recognize him. He can keep the aveda. Why is he returning it? Because obviously he does care about people's money. So once we see he cares about people's money, he won't do this anymore about a treifa. He won't sell a treifa. Oy, sheyaytzi treifa mitachas yada b'davar chashuv mishaloi. He's gonna have. He's gonna. Why does someone sell a treifa? Because he has a behemoth. And he shechts it. Imagine it costs him $2,000 for this animal. And he shechts it, he finds it a treif. He says, come on, I'm not going to do business with this. I'm not going to take a loss. I'm going to sell it. So over here, he went ahead and he showed Lahedja that he did tshuva. He found the treif and he's announcing, look, I found the treif. I'm not selling this animal.
Wait a second.
Can
you do that?
Why not?
They climb people on your brakes.
But I need to get back to my business. That's what I'm going to do.
Someone.
No, he's asking, how does anybody know that he ever did it? If he went to a strange place and he returned an aveda, then he comes and says, oh, by the way, I returned an aveda.
Because over there, you can't stay in a room if you went over
no,
there.
So once he went to a strange place, he found an aveda, he returned it.
Now you can't stay over there in a room.
Right. And now by the way, I just became a tzaddik, I returned an aveda?
That's what I'm saying. I just became a tzaddik.
They come to the news.
Right.
The
What's a little bit funny is, I mean, he was going to that city really to find Avedis. He was a little bit of a Ganav. He was relying on finding Aveda. How many times did you find Aveda in your life? You had your one story with my hundreds of dollars.
The Bastia and the mayor asked me, why do I always have so many trials in Aveda? They said, because I walk up and down the aisles and I'm thinking and learning, and I'm looking down, and then I always find things on the floor.
I know, but this is what this guy's doing. Okay. Yeah, Bekitza. So you see that handling treifas.
Let's say you clean up.
So how come the guy in Muncie, it's the Chabad, they chased him out of town. And they wasn't maybe.
They gave
him an opportunity to go to another place and start again. Yeah,
not really. His wife divorced him. Everything he ran that show.
He has no choice. He can't live. Mom just can't live. Throw him out of show.
He remarried over there.
Yeah. Rabbanon is not arguing. Masnita, Diktani, Benchi, Eshle, Dimash, Taimish, Masmachta, Abudu, Gufay, Amir, Mishmede, Abtaf, and Palagra, Rabbanon, Masnita, Taimayim, Mishim, Yishuv, Masnita, Abudu, Masad, Rabbanon, Gufay, just come to explain the Rabbanon. So it's very interesting that why would Rashi explain in the Mishnah, this will bother you a little bit, Yaakov, why would Rashi explain Ma'en Gazlana, man, if the Nakuda was,
everybody's
Mashiach.
Everyone
agrees to that. Yeah, why would Rashi say something? We have that a lot of times, okay. Ein Echad Mem Nazir, Shnaim Yeshav, Echad Oivet. Two people are sitting and one person is going by. Zayim aplani hayv nazir. Zayim en nazir. This guy says it's nazir. This guy says not nazir. Vam ha'achad areni nazir im kemaisehu. Shu nazir v'chaver yayim areni nazir im kemaisehu sh'eni nazir. V'shneim is chavin lazir. V'od mechavin lazir. Nimtzke echad man. And you find like one. V'am tafen en echad man nazir. Sh'al safik v'am ha'davar t'chila. This person saying a safik. V'ein zu afla. T'chiyaf lish is not clear. Yifash, mashma. Has to be clear. I'm going to have tafen. T'chitali t'na. B'mid la b'yad v'la yad ala ha'fulachi ha'vesmach v'amim m'sveke g'am ha'vak. Love of Ribbis Possible, this is the Kamala Mabba of Aloiva, Ivan Belaysa said, keeping the Chimud Maman, Mavir Al Das, Avalik Yerusha. Since the Taiva Maman, that's where he's lending money by Ribbis, where he's borrowing money by lending, Avalik Yerusha, the Chamas, the Ivan Ami Alaysa said, the Chimud Maman, because of love of money. Malva Abba Ribbis, Mashmat Avayu, Mashmat both. Bab, and this is Oizav Malva, he would borrow by Ribbis.
Mavalay,
Lend, sorry. Mavalay, Hi, Saad the Rasha, the Oyd, the life of Ribbis. He's a Rasha because he's masking that he himself borrowed from Ribbis. Rav Tamei, per kamad ein adam esim asma. Rasha, and Yoch lifts a latzma. Al piv, the ein kar made loy the schuz loy the chayva.
That's also the kimud mamon. You borrow Ribbis.
But yeah, why you borrowing?
Not only that, but the order is also.
I'm paying back extra, so I'm not doing
it. No, you're doing it maybe.
I need it right now for the time of the moment. Vadim kar vitz latzma. Rabbi Mazi v'turfe. He let his hair grow long. Higdal sayre v'tipurnov. His hair and his nails. The navel atzma las his tshuva. Shema kia noise. The tshuva the hasam la biruma. Who like it's not a biruma. Yachz avedim yimtz avedus chaver. The kibin the machz avedu. Vaday hada be mechem this mom. And if you're returning something, obviously you don't have any more shechem this mom. Zero.